Proclamation number 1589 dated the August 31st th 1940. Involuntarily premature deceased people. Beyond. The undeserved fate of those who have to sacrifice themselves against foe on account of unjust actions by malicious nations will not remain without punishment, for there has to be just retribution if souls lose their embodiments permitted time of grace on earth due to human fault and thus were unable to mature fully, as is possible in a long lifespan. It is an unmerited shortening of earthly life which admittedly releases them from the body, but they enter the beyond in an immature state. The soul can only receive what its state of maturity merits. It is to enter the spheres which correspond to its degree of maturity. But it has to be understood that terminating human life in a certain state of compulsion has to be atoned. For nothing that is unjust before God can remain unpunished. For no one is entitled to take a fellow human being's life. On the other hand, however, the human being's soul has to be given the opportunity in the beyond to continue the self-redemption which was interrupted on earth. And therefore especially these prematurely deceased souls are assigned a rich field of work in the beyond, so that they only need to be of good will in order to advance their soul's state in line with earthly life. If the soul's progressive development is interrupted due to someone else's fault, the beings in the beyond have the most incredible opportunities at their disposal to nevertheless still reach the state of maturity, providing they have an active will and the being desires to reach God. However, particularly a prematurely deceased person is at great risk that his soul will be unable to detach itself from the earthly sphere since it had left it before it was able to overcome its fondness for matter, for all earthly pleasures. And there is great danger that it will not make use of the opportunities in the beyond as it is still far too earthbound but, nevertheless, just as in earthly life, has to abandon this will in order to be able to travel the path of higher development. Nor can its will forcibly be directed towards ascent. The soul is just as free as on earth to voluntarily strive towards ascent or the abyss, although countless beings of light will try to help such a soul. But those who have caused the premature demise of a human being will gain little spiritual success from earthly life, for their guilt will thicken the lair of their own soul and the release from such a lair will be extremely difficult. Consequently, the person will have to struggle tremendously to free himself from this immense guilt. The state of his soul will be very low once he leaves earthly life himself, and he will have to do bitter penance for his guilt in the beyond. Amen.